الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The purpose of all the Islamic and Tawhidi oneness of Allah monotheistic thinking organizations has been this. All of Islam's affairs and commands are a preface for making human being a real man. If this creature who walks on 2 feet receives training, then all of mankind's desires in the world and the hereafter will create inquiry. If this creature who walks upon 2 feet becomes obstinate or stubborn or acts against his nature, then he will cause chaos, confusion in the whole world. That is why all the prophets are teachers and all of mankind are students.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini said that consider that you are the custodians of Islam and not of yourselves. Now, what does it mean is generally we are ignorant towards the religion, we are ignorant towards our actions and the consequences, basically, not the actions, but the consequences of our actions. Now, when we perform something, it has effects on different things. For example, when someone is praying, it has an effect on himself as a person. On the other hand, it has effect on the neighbors or the people who are watching him and the society, and it has effect and impact on this world, obviously, where we are living. Therefore, and also if someone performs a bad action or bad deed, which is not according to the Islamic teachings, he is affecting himself, he is affecting the society, the neighbors, those who are watching him. Therefore, when Imam Khomeini also says that, consider that you are the custodian of Islam and not of yourselves, it means that pay attention towards what you do.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
Your deeds are basically should be in a way that you save Islam, you save the picture of Islam, you save the teachings of Islam. It should not be against the Islamic teachings, because if a person performs, a Muslim performs something which is against Islam, the others would think that this is also the part of Islam. You can see how the Islamophobia is expanding, how the enemies are propagating the Islamophobia, how this the troops that were made by enemies like ISIS, Daesh, enemies which were the groups which were made by enemies, which are made by rebels and the enemies of Islam, how they portray, how their actions are spreading the Islamophobia, whereas these are not the Muslims. The ISIS or Daesh are not Muslims, but they are covering themselves, they are showing themselves, expressing themselves as the Muslims. And therefore, in the West, we can see how people are fearful about Islam. Why? Because when they see that someone who's trying to show himself as a Muslim and he's slaughtering people, he's killing people, and this harshness in the religion, therefore they run away from this religion. Whereas this is not Islam. Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is not what ISIS and Daesh does. You can see when you go into the Muslim community, how they live in their mosques, in their Husseinias. You can see the sermons when they have, how they deal with the people, how the Muslims are living. Therefore, we all, as Muslims, are the custodians of Islam, and we need to be careful of our actions, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.